Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Hey, you know that furry friend of yours that hangs around with you a lot? He can really help. He or she can really help. Stick around. We'll talk about that after this. All right. I don't know why I haven't, you know, pursued this before. Rather, I have pursued it as a player, but animals, I'm not talking like just familiars for wizards and stuff. I'm talking animal companions, you know, like the ones that rangers get and stuff like that. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with having any player can have, as far as I'm concerned, any player can have an animal companion. Now, it's the kind of thing where, you know, it just happens in the story, you find this dog or cat or horse or whatever that just happens to be part of the story. Sometimes it's by accident. Sometimes the GM puts something in there and all of a sudden, boom, you got an animal companion. Sometimes it's by design. Sometimes it's part of the adventure. But what I'm saying is it could help you. Not that I need to drill that into your head too much, but as a GM, you really should give them any and all opportunity to have an animal companion, the characters. But now, look, I'm not saying that you should have they should have a whole menagerie following them around. I mean, you know, if they do hirelings and henchmen, amongst them could be, an animal or two. And it would really help. I mean, you've got animals that can help you in combat. Animals can help you recon. You can, you know, those kind of things. They can send messages via like flying animal companions. Or even ones that run real fast. That'd help. Here, tie this to their collar. Take this to the castle. Tell the prince. And, you know, whoop, 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 you know, Lassie, is Timmy down in the well? Yeah, what? You know, and basically, if you've got a smart enough animal companion, that'll work. Okay, now, saying that, I believe you should make some ground rules in your game about that. The biggest one would be only X number of animal companions in the group. If everybody wants one, there's a problem. I mean, yeah, wizards can have familiars, you know, those can help too. But, you know, I'd say like one animal companion and one familiar per party. That would help in the long run. Also, all animal companions should be somewhat statted. I'm not going to say complete stats, but I'm saying they should have, what are the number of attacks? What are the attacks? What damage does the attack do? What's their AC? What's their hit points? Now, you can make it easy by saying their hit points are the same as the character's hit points. You just double them. And that's, you know, that doesn't always work. So the animals should have their own hit points. I tend to just give the animal, say, okay, it's a fourth level character who's got an animal companion. I'm just going to, instead of giving him four hit dice, I'll just give the animal three hit dice. Or you could look in the monster manual, if they have that animal in there, and see what their stats are and adapt it from there. Because once again, all you need is the AC, hit dice, hit points, number of attacks, damage for attack. Oh, and movement. Movement is important here, okay? Because animals can mostly move faster than humans or any other type of species, human species, usually. So that's real important. Now, as far as initiative goes, say they're in combat, I tend to let the animal go on the same initiative as the character. it just makes it a little easier. Now, if you've got some kind of special animal, say they got a pet cheetah, and they can really run, okay, that would be a special case. You would not only have to adjust the movement, you would have to say they get, you know, 1, 2, 3, +3, whatever, for initiative. And so I would just, you know, I would have him roll. If I was doing the same as the character, I'd just have him roll once for initiative, and that'd be both their initiatives. But if you got something like a cheetah or something really fast, like say a hawk or something, I would basically say, okay, they get so many pluses on their initiative, and then have them roll it separately. Another way to do that would be like take the character's initiative and just add a couple of points to it. And just say, okay, that's your animal's initiative, okay? Now, I've had animals die in role-playing games. I mean, there's an infamous story around North Texas RPG Con. Whenever I play in Bad Mike's B1 game, we would always have the option of an animal, and it's usually a dog, and I would always take the dog. And the dog would always die. You know, I started calling. The first name I came up with is, what's your dog's name? Oh, Bollock. He's Bollock. Where'd you get that? And he says, well, that's what he was doing when I saw him first time. And so whenever Bollock died, next year it would be Bollock Jr. or Bollock the Third or Bollock the Fourth. You know, I just keep that name. And the funny thing is, when I was playing a B1 and I had Mike and Liz Stewart were in the game too. I know, you know, done podcasts with them and stuff like that. But I got trapped in part of the dungeon. There was like two or three of us got separated from the party. Unfortunately, my dog was not with me. And so Liz's character took charge of the dog. The dog acquitted himself great, and he survived. Both me, my character, and he survived. That's the first time that happened, because I wasn't playing the dog. I don't know why, but it just happens. You know, and when animals, you know, die, obviously, to me, that's another attack you can do, your character can do, as far as I'm concerned, which is fine by me. I mean, you know, 5th edition allows all this other stuff, or the current edition, should say. But, you know, there's going to be times when you need that. And, you know, in an old school game, animal companions help. I mean, it's like you can't drag a horse through a dungeon, but you can take a dog, you can take a cat, hell, you can take a lizard if you want. And they all have their specialities in combat and out of combat, as I've talked about. So animal companions are something that, you know, try and get your players to at least think about a little. It may not fit with every player, and you don't want a whole, like I said, you don't want a whole zoo following them. So, you know, and there'd be problems. If you had more than two animal companions or a familiar animal, you'd have a problem. You know, some of them may not like each other. Some of them maybe are like natural enemies or something, you know, dogs and cats and all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't have a pet owl with one character and have the wizard have a mouse familiar. That would be like, that's trouble right there. So you know what I'm getting at here. So you got to kind of balance it out. You got to say, okay, anybody going to do an animal companion? You get X amount number of companions per party. That's it. I would do that just to keep it on the safe side, just to, I mean, yeah, it'd be fun role-playing for a little while, but that gets old. It gets old. To me, it gets old real fast. So that's my thought on animal companions. Lassie is great, but she can't always be there. So I'm going to go start my day. And if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Soros, and Jason from Morrow Project. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, when am I coming on the show again, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.